So all brothers are Mahavir. Mahavir,
yes.
Mayajit,
yes.
More and more, most powerful than Maya. Maya is weak, like dead person. And we are Master Almighty. So all brothers have to set an example to become free from each subtle and big part of Maya. An important thing. I would like to remind you just one thing. It was very practical in Brahma Baba's life. Egoless life. You might have heard one saying, simplicity is the sign of greatness. A person who is great will be very simple. And simplicity actually is egolessness. So always Baba is speaking in Murlis, you have to become free from I-ness, subtle practice. And for this good experience, always we have to keep one thought given by Baba. It has become very good thought, very useful thought to me in my life. Whatever you got in this life, whatever you have in this life, it's Baba's gift, God's gift to you. It is not so that you earned it, you made it, you did hard work, therefore you got it. No feeling of I-ness. Ego is a big thing. Pride, bigger thing. Ego, very practical thing. I-ness, subtle thing. So we yogi, those who are on this journey of spirituality, must be aware of our I-ness. Where I came in my consciousness. I did this. This is my quality. I got this. So, if we are aware of our I-ness, we can become free from that easily. And to become free from I-ness and ego, simple practice is the practice of self-respect. With good feeling, I am a great soul. With feeling, accept it. I am a great soul. I am a charitable soul, Punyatma. I am the angel of purity. Like this. You can choose at least 5 thoughts of self-respect for your daily practice. Bring them into your practice and feeling and you will experience. Same kind of vibrations are spreading from you. And vibrations, environments around you are getting change. Suppose you are in an office. 25 people are working with you. And you practice, I am a great soul. Or I am an angel of purity. And they all 25 souls are very good soul. Children of God. So your expressions, your pure vibrations will spread over there everywhere. And everyone will experience very good. And will have respect for you. Automatic. Where there is the practice of self-respect, respect comes there automatically, naturally. So many problems of life will finish and you will become the creator of the situation, creator of the vibrations. Therefore, it has been said, A yogi can charge the atmosphere. So you can charge the atmosphere of your place with the practice of self-respect. So self-respect will make egoless. Egoless will make you simple and great. And it will help you to reveal Baba. Thank you very much. You came in Gyan Sarovar. Most welcome. And become full. Becoming full, go back to your place. Om Shanti.
Anybody wants to say anything and any questions? Because this is only brothers meeting. So if you all have any questions for this gender, because we all are brothers. So he's a big brother.
We are all souls, brother.
Thank you. See, that's adds value addition.
Because in the subject of our effort or tapasya, no difference between brothers and sisters. Everything for everyone. Okay, Om Shanti.